News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk is not being cooperative in custody. On NBC News' Meet the Press, the governor added that 22-year-old Tyler Robinson's political viewpoints leaned to the left.
He does come from a conservative family, but his ideology was very different than his family, and so that's part of it.
Cox stressed on several Sunday morning news shows that investigators are still trying to pin down a motive. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., a vigil was held for Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center. The conservative activist was shot and killed last Wednesday while he was speaking during an outdoor event at Utah Valley University. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio visited Israel over the weekend. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending the airstrike Israel launched in Qatar that targeted leaders of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Qatar's prime minister is calling for consequences against Israel. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Qatar's prime minister is denouncing Israel as foreign ministers from Arab and Muslim nations meet to discuss a possible unified response to Israel's attack in Doha, Qatar last week that targeted Hamas leadership. Sheikh Mohammed Al Thani, who also serves as Qatar's foreign minister, says, "It's time for the international community to stop applying double standards and punish Israel for all the crimes it has committed." Sheikh Mohammed says his country remains committed to working with Egypt and the U.S. to reach a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. But he says the Israel attack on Doha represents an attack on the principle of mediation itself. The strike killed 5 members of Hamas and a Qatari security force member. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on an interview released on Pope Leo XIV's 70th birthday.
Outside the Vatican Sunday, a marching band performs Happy Birthday for Pope Leo XIV. He greeted the faithful in the square in Italian, saying, "You know, today I turned 70.
Sembra che sappiate, oggi compio 70 anni.
I thank the Lord, my parents, and am grateful to all those who remembered me in their prayers." Meanwhile, excerpts from a biography to be published later this month by Elise Ann Allen came out the same day. In them, the Chicago-born Pope marvels at the huge learning curve he's taken on as pontiff and likens some aspects of the job to jumping in on the deep end of the pool very quickly. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.